Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Daf Samach, Bechoros 68, pagination is 119. We start from the Mishnah, which is five lines into the wide lines. And we're dealing with Maaser Behema, tithing of the animals. And the way it's done is that the animals go through one at a time through a small opening in the corral, and the owner counts. As the Mishnah told us before, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, and then Asiri Kodesh, the tenth one, is going to be the tithe. And he's counting. But Yatsu Shenayim Ke'achas, two of them came through at the same time. Now, the correct behavior at that moment is Mona Osam Shenayim. You have to count them both. There are two animals that just walked through. You have these lambs, and two of them go through the small opening at the same time, so it's five and six. Manam echad, if he only counted them as one, like his habit, he's one, two, three, and they jump through at the same time, and he only counted them as one, then chi'i va'asiri mikul kalin, the ninth animal and the tenth animal are messed up because he actually has the wrong count. So what he's calling nine is really ten, and what he's calling ten is really 11, but he's calling it ten. He's calling it Kodesh. And it's Mikul Kalim, it's messed up. Now an obvious question is going to be, why don't we invoke the principle of Rava, which we had on the previous daf, Asiri me'elav hu kadosh, that automatically the tenth one is the tenth one. I don't care. You don't have to call it. But the difference over here, as it's explained, is that the Asiri kodesh can happen automatically if it's obvious. But if it's not obvious, if there's a mess up in the counting that two went, it's not clear, then it's mekul kalim, then his words are valid on some level, but they're not true, and therefore we have this unique status of mikul kalim. Kara l'tshi'i asiri. Let's say he accidentally called the ninth one ten. Vala asiri tshi'i, and then he tries to call the tenth one nine. In his mind, he's correcting it. Ula achad asar asiri. And then the 11th one, he tries to just continue counting. So now he counted 9 on the one that was really 10. So he, by habit, calls the 11th one 10 as well. So this correction is like an interesting thing. We find it in Hilchos Shabbos, let's say, a person accidentally turns on the light and they have such great charata, regret. So they, by habit, they turn it off to try to undo what they did. So that's really the wrong thing to do. What you turned it on out of habit without any intent or forgetfulness, so that's a very low level issue in terms of violation. It was a mistake. When you turn it off to try to undo what was done, that's already being done with intent. But that's a little bit of what we're seeing over here. He called the ninth one 10, and now he's trying to correct it, so he's going to call the 10th one 9. And then once he's at it, Shigra Delishna, the habit of his counting, he just counted 9, so now he's going to count 10 on the 11th. So the halacha uniquely is Shalashtan Mikudashin. All three are Kodesh with different rules, and this perhaps we'll do tomorrow with the Gemara's explanations as to how that works and where that comes from. But the Mishnah simply explains, Hachi'i ne'echal b'mumo, the ninth one is not really meiser, and you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you can eat it. V'asiri meiser, even though you called it 9, but that was the real 10, and that becomes meiser. V'achad osa koriv shlamim, and the 11th gets the status of a korban shlamim. Ve'ose temura divrei Rabbi Meir. And that last one can have Temura come into effect because of it. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda objected. He said, V'chi yesh Temura osa Temura. That Shlomim itself is a Temura of sorts. It's like an exchange on the original animal. You got the wrong animal here, but you're calling it the tenth, so it became Kadosh, but you can't do a Temura on a Temura. Amr Mishum Rab Meir, they quoted a response from Rab Meir, Ilu haya Temura lo haya Karev. If it really was a Temura, it wouldn't be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a Temura, it's a Shlomim. And therefore the Shlomim can get a Temura, an exchange animal, because of it. The Mishnah continues, Karla Chi Asiri, if you call the ninth one 10, Vala Asiri Asiri, and the tenth one, you get right 10. Vala Achadasar Asiri, and the 11th one, you call 10. En Achadasar Mekudosh. Then this special rule that 9, 10, and 11 can all be Kadosh does not apply because there was no mess up in the number 10. The 10 was correct. So the 11th is simply irrelevant if you call it 10. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Koshaloneka shem asiri mimenu. If you didn't uproot the number 10 from the 10th, enacharasa mekudosh, the 11th is not kadosh. It's only when you uprooted the number 10 from the 10th that the 10th could be kadosh because it really is, and your wording can also affect such that the 11th will also have kedusha. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.